My dad, Pastor Salem, loved to help people come to know Jesus and put their trust and faith in Him. In today's message, Payday Someday, Dad speaks on the parable in the Gospel of Matthew where every one of us is given a talent to use for God's glory. God bless you.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. Now, the week has rolled by, don't they come and go? And that's just fine. We're busy with the Lord's work, and the weeks go faster when we're busy for Jesus. And then someday our work will be done. He'll take us home, or maybe He'll come, and the trumpet will sound, and the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us which remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Isn't that good news? That's called the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church. And it's only for Christians. And then later on, there'll be a resurrection of the unsaved, of the unbelievers. And that'll be a sad day, I tell you. But the resurrection of the believers, the Christians, wonderful, wonderful news. Well, we want to thank you for the letters. And we'd just like to share some of them with you because then you can pray for these people. And maybe you can kind of see where they're at. One lady wrote in and says, I just love those letters because they're asking questions that I've been wondering to ask but never got to write in. So let's look at some of the letters today. First one we have is from Memphis, Tennessee. And this person writes, I wanted to thank you for all of your wonderful messages that my husband and I listen to each Saturday afternoon. I can feel the Holy Spirit in every service. You preach the Word of God. Could you please send me a new song Bible study? You touch the depths of my soul through your services. May God bless you. Now, isn't this wonderful? She says she can feel the Holy Spirit here. She says that she touches her soul. And you know why that is? It's because we're using the Bible. It's God's Word that's doing it. I'm not doing it. The preacher isn't doing it. It's the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And you bet your will be touched by it. And some of you will be convicted by it. And you say, oh, I've got terrible sins. I don't want to die in my sins. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you. He'll not out loud, but you'll just feel it. You say, oh, I want to come to Jesus. I want Jesus. And so that's what this is. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. And they say, can you send me a new song Bible study? And so every month we put out a new study. And this month it's about how to be beautiful. And you say, oh, good. Maybe I'll send me some lipstick or something like that. And I go, but sorry about that. We're talking about the soul. And so what we do is we're going to look at the beautiful part of some of the followers of believers in the Bible, some of the followers of God in the Bible, and see the beautiful parts in them. And then we strive to be like them with the help of the Holy Spirit. New song. Get your pencil and paper ready. We're at the end of the service. We're going to give you the box number. Here's Sun City Center, Florida. Back to a few years ago, since we could no longer get to the church, we channel hopped and found the Christian Worship Hour. My husband, Harold. Look at that, Harold. Isn't that a nice name? Okay. My husband, Harold, was a few months younger than Pastor Salem. As his dementia worsened, he would say as the program came on, his name is Harold. I just love that. God called him home July 2nd, 2015. That story shows God's work. May God bless you all as you minister to the homebound. I really like that, and I never could understand why more of these people don't name their sons Harold. It is such a good name, and I'm glad my mother named me that because that's what everybody calls me. It just worked out perfect. So, but I begged that so many times, I give up. Let's look at one more letter. Here's Egan, Minnesota. And it says, thank you for your show. I prayed the salvation prayer and came back to Christ. Please send me information how I can grow as a Christian and find a good church. Please pray for me. God bless you. Well, this is wonderful. Now she says, I prayed the salvation prayer. Well, what did she pray? Well, she prayed something like this. She prayed, Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner and I ask you to come into my heart and take away my sins, and I'll follow you, the servant, and I'll serve you the best I can. Because Jesus taught repentance, turn from their sins. The woman taken in adultery, he said, go and sin no more. See, so break from the old way, walk with Jesus. And you'll want to do that because you'll have the Holy Spirit within you. And the Holy Spirit will emphasize the things of the Spirit. And he'll give you strength. And you'll want to give up the old things and just trust Jesus. Then they go on and then they say, I want to, so I can grow as a Christian and send literature. So we send out a little packet. It's put out by Billy Graham Association. And it's what Billy Graham used to give, gives at all of his crusades to those who accept Jesus. And we'll send you on free and postpaid. You can get started in the Christian life. And one other thing this person says is that they can find a good church and try to find a church. If you're able-bodied at all, you gotta find a church. Now, what kind of a church? Well, don't go by what denomination or what they call themselves. They call themselves a lot of things. You go to a church where they preach the Bible. That's all you have to do. Find a place where they're preaching the Bible. And then when you get to that church, don't go there and say, now what can you do for me? You get to that church and you say, how can I help? I want to help the work of Christ. And then you grow in the Spirit, see. So you write to us, get your pencil and paper. We'll give you that later. But first of all, we want to look at this parable that Jesus gave called the Parable of the Talents. It's given in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. And it's an interesting parable in which the Heavenly Father gives talents to his servants. And St. James speaks of the same thing. He says, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. And so this wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, he sends us by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit decides we're going to be getting certain gifts and we're going to call some talents. And these talents we're to use for the Lord. And so if you have anything good in your life, it came from the Lord Jesus. It isn't anything that we have done because we're poor lost sinners. And the only thing that we can talk about that belongs to us is our sins. We committed our sins. And Jesus came to take care of those sins. And he paid for them on the cross of Calvary. And then he gives us a gift. And it's called a talent. And then in their only talents, but they were God's talents. They come from God, and they're not ours. They're loaned to us from God. And in the parable, God says, occupy until I come. That is, you can use them and use them for the glory of God. Use them while I'm gone, but when I come back, I'm going to take them back again. So we don't own them, you see. We don't own the store. We just work in it. And he gives us these talents. And so every one of them, he gave some one talent, some he gave two, some he gave five. And the man that had the one talent, he buried his. But when he met the Lord and had to give an account, this is what he said. He said to the Lord, he said, lo, there thou hast that is thine. So he realized that wasn't his money, that wasn't his talent. It was a gift from God, and it was only to be used and loaned from God until Jesus came again. And so this parable teaches us some things. It teaches us, first of all, that many people have but a few talents, and some have many. Some have one, some have two, some have five. I have one. And so what we have to do is remember this, that we can't, just because one person has one talent and somebody has five talents, and he has many doing much with his five talents, and we only have one talent, then we shouldn't say, well, we shouldn't be jealous of that person. We shouldn't say, oh, I think God should have given me five talents. He should have given me 10 talents, and I really would have done some wonderful things. And so you're jealous of that person that has the five talents. And that person with the five talents better be careful that he doesn't look down and say, oh, you've only got one talent. I've got 5 talents, see? So I'm better than you are. Well, I don't know if you're better or not. I know that the master gave. He gave some 5, some 2, and some 1. And when he gave that out, he wants us to see that God has a need for all of these people, whether they have 5 or 2 or 1. The little one with 1 talent say, well, I only have 1 talent. I can't do much. Look at, he has everything. I don't have much. But the 1 talent has just as important as the one who has 5. And we're all going to have to give a report. And you see, when it comes to where God is thanking them and he's blessing them for their work, he blesses the one with 5 and the one with 2 in the very same words. So it says maybe one will have a lot more than the other, but yet God will know if we've given our all. But what we have to do, whether we have the 1 or the 2 or the 5, we have to use these talents and use them in the right way, and that is to use them to the glory of God, to the honor of God. And only God then knows how many talents we have and why we have those talents. So stop your fussing, and don't be jealous of anybody who is a Billy Graham or a Martin Luther and some of these great giants. You're maybe an unknown. Nobody ever know your name. Nobody ever really point you out to anybody. But you're just as important to God, see? And we have to be careful that we keep them in the right order. But we have so also see that even a few talents must be accounted for. It doesn't matter how many you have. We need to account for them. And so we must never forget that God is going to judge the 1 talent Christian just as closely as it is the 5 talent Christian. So whether we just have the 1 talent, we are still it's all important that we are faithful in the discharge of the use of that talent. Here we are, 1 and 2 talent Christians. God will overlook us as he judges the 5 talent giant. That's the beginning of the wrong thoughts. Because we're told we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And God has even given to his children, every one of us, at least 1 talent and some of the other amounts. But we must be misled that these talents don't have a thing to do with salvation. He is not talking about salvation. He is talking about service. And that's why the scriptures tell us to rightly divide the word of truth. You need to study and study what God is talking about. And in this parable, he's talking about salvation. He's talking about service, not salvation. Because when we see at the judgment seat of Christ, we'll see that that's all settled. We'll never have to stand before the great white throne because our salvation is all settled. The blood of Jesus Christ has taken away all of our sins. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. As far as the east is from the west, God says, so far have I removed you from your sins. They are gone. They are vanished. And so we'll never have to worry. But when we come to this passage of Matthew 25 and verse 30 of the talents, this is what happens. He talks to them, and then the one who refused service to God, the one who had the 1 talent, he wouldn't serve God. He buried it. And then he dug it up and brought it back. Well, to him, this is what God says. And cast the unprofitable servant into the utter outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, as I say, watch out. Jesus isn't talking about hell. He's talking about service. And he's telling us we're going to be judged on how we serve the Lord, how faithful we were serve the Lord. And some are going to have rewards and some are not going to have rewards. So he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, every man's work, that's how we used our talents. And every man's work will be made manifest, for the day will declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And that fire will try every man's work of what sort it is. That is how you used your talents. They're going to be tested. Did you use them for the Lord or did you use them for yourself? Or what did you do with them? And so maybe you used them for good. And then this is what it says, 1 Corinthians 3. If any man's work abide, he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But listen to what the Bible says. He himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, all of his life is going to count for nothing. Those that win many to righteousness will shine as the stars in heaven, Daniel says. But this man didn't do anything with this. And so he's going to be judged for his reward, and he'll have no reward. Remember this, God is talking to his children. He says, ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And this can have reference only to the child of God, because only the child of God is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is never within our body. Our body is never the temple of the Holy Spirit until we receive Jesus Christ and that body is cleansed. And then we're born again. We're placed in the body of Christ. And this wonderful Savior sends his Spirit, and the Spirit dwells within us. So he is then where he is in our body, and that's his temple. So God is talking to the Christian, and he is saying there's going to be a day we're going to be judged on how you used your talents and how that God has entrusted in your care. And if you've used his talents in his service, you will stand like silver and gold and precious stones that the fire cannot touch. But if you have buried your talent and you haven't used it for the Lord Jesus Christ and the service of God, then all of your works are going to be like wood, hay, stubble, and it's all going to be gone. And all of your life is going to be gone. And then there's going to be the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Because when this person sees what he could have done with that talent and he didn't do anything, why, he will be heartbroken. Maybe if he would have used his talent, somebody could have been saved from hell. But they weren't saved because he didn't witness and he didn't work and he didn't use his talent. Maybe there's some that have the talent, have money, and they didn't. They kept it to themselves and then they died and then somebody else spent it. And they could have used that to the advancement of the kingdom of God in helping the work of the church or programs on the TV. There are a lot of good programs that are true to God and faithful to God. When we see what could have been done, he was entrusted with money, but he didn't use the money to the advancement of the kingdom. He was entrusted with time, but he used it for himself. He pampered himself. He lived for himself. Good old number one. He was entrusted with these talents. He had at least one, maybe two, maybe five. But what did he do with them? And that's going to be tested someday. And in that hour, that one talent person who buried his talent, he's going to be shedding his tears and crying his eyes out. And don't you remember in Revelation, God says that he's going to wipe away all of our tears. Wipe away all tears. And I think that some of those tears are going to be those with the one talent who buried it, who didn't use it for the Lord. And then when they see what they could have done, what they could have done to advance the kingdom, to honor Christ and his kingdom, but they didn't do anything, there's going to be weeping. And God is a God of mercy and justice and kindness. And he's going to wipe away those tears, and he's going to take them into heaven to be with him. Because, as he said, tried as so by fire, they're going to be burned, but they're going to stand. Their soul will be saved. And so God is telling us that we have to really be careful, that we spend our time using him. And when we do that, whether we have two or whether we have one or two or five, well, then we can use that to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And in all of these cases, when we come to see Jesus, the one with the two and the one with the five, in both cases, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. I'll make thee rule over many things. Enter thou into the kingdom, into the joy of the Lord. But if he has not been faithful, oh, what a judgment day that's going to be. What a terrible time that's going to be. And so what do we do? When we serve the Lord, he's going to reward us. And when we stand there with the two talents and the five talents, and we serve the Lord, he's going to reward us. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to give us more work. And that's just the opposite of this world. This world says get a retirement as soon as you can. The retirement isn't in the Bible. No such thing as retirement. Now, I know you're going to write in and you're going to say, well, the priests had to retire. Well, they did have to retire at about 50, but they never quit. They stayed then and they mentored the young priests and they served them until they went to their grave. That's what they did. And when you come to retirement age, you know where you get that from? You get retirement and the retirement age, you get it from the politicians. And that ought to tell you something. And so what we do, he says, well, listen to what he says. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And that's what we want to do. There's joy in work. The most wonderful thing we have, one of the most wonderful things we have, is we can work for the Lord. And you know what? When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, before there was any sin, before their fall, Adam was working. He was in the garden and he tended the garden. He was working. And what does God tell him as he leaves the garden after he sinned? He says, you're going to work and you're going to, from the sweat of your brow, from the day you were born, and you're going to work all your life and you're going to work until you go back to the grave. From out of the ground you were taken and back to the ground you will be sent. And you're to work all that time. And I know that when you get older, you have to back off and you have to slow down and you have to settle down. But what do we have to be careful about is that we just don't give up on the Lord's work. If you have to slow down, slow down. It's like an old truck driver told me. He says, I'm still serving Jesus, but I can't do as much as I used to. He says, it's like my truck when I'm going up a hill. He says, a steep hill. I have to gear it down and I have to go slower. And that's the way we all are. That's the way I am. I'm a lot slower and it takes me more time to do something, but I can do something for the Lord and so can you. And you ought to do it to your dying day. Now, if you're shut in, you can't get out. You absolutely cannot get out. You can pray, make a prayer list and pray for all of these people that you can think of and people that ask you to pray. You just mark that down and pray for them. I heard about one lady and she's on the telephone and she says, I call them and I ask them, I give them my name and I said, would you like to know about Jesus? And then, and she's found some people that said, yes, I would. She's one, I don't know how many, she has a testimony she gives, several hundred that she's accepted the Lord because she's been able to tell them. But she says, and when I say, would you like me to tell you about Jesus? She says, there's some people say words that I don't even understand. I says, well, bless your heart. Just, well, you didn't understand them, see? But there she is. She's not going to give up. And she's winning. Well, if she wins one person to Christ, her life is worth it, see it? Her life is, that talent is used for the Lord. And so that's what you have to do. You have to just serve the Lord. And we can't all be great, successful people. We're not all five-talent people. But we can all be faithful, all be faithful. And that's what we have to do since we accept Jesus Christ. We serve him till the day we die. And that's what I'm trying to do in my life. I'm going to serve Jesus as long as I possibly can. As long as my mouth works and there's any venue I can preach on, I'm going to preach. Because that's a great joy, and we can all be faithful. I'm not a five-talented man, God knows, but I know that one talent I can use for Jesus, and I'm going to use it to my dying day. They asked me one time, you know, when are you going to retire? I said 3 days before my funeral would be a good time. So you say, I want to be a follower of Christ. I want him to give me a talent or two or a five. I don't know what he'll give me. But I want to be in his service because I want to go to heaven. I want my sins to be forgiven. And then I want to serve him. And serving him comes after you're saved. And so how can I be saved? Well, it says in God tells us that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And just call on the name and say, dear Jesus, please save me. and I'll follow you the best I can. You do that. Now, if you make that prayer, you write to us, and we'll send you literature. The Christian Worship Hour. Christian Worship Hour. And the box is 2002. And we're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. We'll send you literature on how to get started in the Christian life. We'll send you a little packet that Billy Graham gives out to the people that respond in his crusades. And you can start that Christian life and serve him. And then if you want to, if ever you drifted away from the Lord, and you used to walk with Jesus, and you got on into sin, and you want to, you can come back to him. And then you need to write to us to help us with our finances, because we have to, and I never hesitate to tell people, we have to have your help. We're not written by any organization or any corporation. All we're looking to is God's people. And we're underwritten by the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, so it's all accounted for, and it's all taken care of. So we need to hear from you. And all of you on the internet, and I mean on the shortwave, Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. Now I'm going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for all of them who are asking Christ into their life. Thank you for those who have drifted away and come back. And, oh, God, help them as they get, give them that talent or whatever you're going to give them, and help them to get busy serving you. And, Lord, we want to pray for those on beds of sickness today and those who are shut in. They can't get around. They can't do that, anything like that. But they can pray. They can pray for the Christian Worship Hour, and they can pray for other ministries that are true to the Word. And so just bless them and help them to know that you're with them and you'll never leave them or forsake them. And then, dear Lord, we pray for the persecuted church, the church in Myanmar, Burma, used to be Burma. And we pray that you'll just encourage those that are left behind, those that have given their life, they're in your presence. But, Lord, those are here, the little children and all, bless and to help them. So bless us all, dear Lord, and we give you thanks and praise for Jesus, our wonderful, wonderful Jesus. And help us to love him and serve him as long as we live. And we just pray that all of you will be back again next week. And want you to know the Christian Worship Hour loves you. God loves you. And we love you in Jesus' name. And I know I love you. And I just can see you now turning to Jesus and others taking heart. God bless you until next week. Amen.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you would like to learn more about having a relationship with Jesus and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, click the encouragement link on our website at cwh.org. You may also stream more programs, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and view Pastor Salem's devotions and answers. We would be most grateful if you would pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel. God bless you.